But you're right. Gotta come up with a diversion.
Tully said,
That's the best idea yet. We'll go with it till somebody thinks up something better.
Smeds grunted.
It'll beat sitting on our asses, that's for sure.
He was used to the woods now. There was no adventure left in this. Not that there had been a lot before. He was bored. They started pitching sticks immediately. The three younger men made it a game, betting from their shares. Sticks began to accumulate. The tree did not like the game. Sometimes it sniped back. They thought Smets was crazy sneaking out every couple nights to watch the monster dig.
You got more balls than brains,
Tully told him.
Better than sitting around.
It was not that dangerous. He just had to keep down. The beast never noticed a low profile. But if you got up and showed it a silhouette, look out. The monster's labor was slow, but it worked as though obsessed. The nights came and went. In time, it unearthed what it sought. Smedstaw was watching the night it came up with a grisly trophy, a horror, a human head. That head had been too long in too many graves and too often injured. The monster closed its jaws and ragged remnants of hair, lifted the gruesome object. Dodging bolts from the tree, it carried the head to a backwater in the nearby river. Smeds tagged along behind, carefully, very carefully. The beast laved the head with care and tenderness. The tree crackled and sputtered, unable to project its power that far. Once the head was clean, the giant hound limped back the way it had come. Smed stole along behind, amazing himself with his daring. The beast circled the dead dragon, which more than ever appeared to be an odd feature of the terrain. It stepped over a bit of tattered leather and stone, almost invisible in the soggy earth, not noticing. Smeds spotted it, though. He picked it up and pocketed it without thinking. On the other side of the dragon, the tree continued to crackle and fuss, frustrated. When Smeds pocketed that old fetish, it twitched, proclaiming to anyone properly attuned the fact that it had been disturbed. Smeds halted in a shadow, freezing. Moonlight had fallen upon that horrible head. He saw it clearly. Its eyes were open. A grotesque smile stretched its ruined mouth. It was alive. Smeds almost lost sphincter control. Chapter 8. Orr is the city nearest the old battleground and burying place called the Barrowland. The alarm cried by the fetish there touched two residents. One was an old, old man living incognito because he had contrived to